I was first elected to Parliament for Islington North in 1983. And in all those years, we, the community, have had many, many campaigns. We've defended and supported the Whittington Hospital. We've prevented the widening of Holloway Road and construction of a motorway through North London. We've achieved great things like Gillespie Park. We've had a lot of council housing built. We've achieved some fantastic victories together. And that is what being the local MP is all about. I believe in democracy. I want our political parties to be democratic. But members of Islington North Labour have been denied the right to choose their own candidate. And alongside that, the community as a whole has been disempowered because of that. So we have to stand up. We have to stand up and say, we're not taking this anymore. We will assert our rights. That's why I'm standing to be an independent candidate for the people of Islington North. This country has become more divided than ever. There are more people living in desperate poverty than I've ever known. There are more people using food banks and more families wondering how on earth they can make ends meet. Young people who can't get anywhere to live. People with children living in a very overcrowded place. People in the private rented sector facing high rents and insecurity. We're not going to end any of this without fundamental change. Fundamental redistribution of power and of wealth. Public ownership of water, mail, energy companies. Other countries manage to control rent and control the private rented sector. Why can't we? And a health service that isn't the plaything of global corporations trying to take it over, but is our health service for us. These fundamental demands are not being presented by the official opposition at the moment. Yet they are the demands of millions of people all over the country. We need a politics that represents an alternative to the horrible, corrupt, arid years of this Tory government. Whoever the Prime Minister is, I'll be holding them to account. Holding them to account on child poverty, holding them to account on hunger, holding them to account on health, on jobs, on the environment, on global issues of peace and justice. That is what an MP should do. And that is what I've done and will do. And I hope that those people that have always supported Labour, and indeed are members of the Labour Party, will understand that I'm here to represent and serve the people of Islington North on the same principles I've always had as the MP for this area. This is going to be a campaign with an awful lot thrown at us. I'm ready for that. And I know everybody else is ready for that. We will stick to the policies, to the issues, and to our fundamental humanity. 40 years ago, I promised the people of Islington North that I would fight for peace, for justice, democracy, and fairness in our society. I say it again, that's what I'm going to do.